to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this Thursday, August 24, 2017. This is Peyman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Our website is livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. If you are interested in freedom, that's your website. Living Free Now is what Freedom Law School offers you with education, assistance, empowerment. These conference calls are held every Thursday night to help you understand the law, the U.S. Constitution, and your rights, and the proper legal procedures to help you live free of oppressive taxation and control while we work together to restore freedom in America. I've said this for a long time, for over 25 years, folks, that there is no law that requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. It's all a creation of the deep state that you're seeing now very visibly around us. The deep, corrupt Washington, D.C. machine that has stranglehold in America and our lives and our freedom. There is no law requiring Americans to file income tax, but they want your money anyhow because to them you're just a dumb old slave. You don't know what's going on. You're a sheeple, they think. They think all you care about is beer, barbecue, hot dogs, football, sports, and soap opera on the weekend. You know, the latest fashion, the latest football and basketball scores. And unfortunately, many Americans, that is their priorities, not their freedom, not their rights, not the betterment of their children in the future that they're leaving for them. And many Americans have no idea what's even going on out there with the government. Thanks to American people electing an outsider to Washington, D.C., Donald Trump, you all see for yourself not only the entire Democratic Party is against them, the entire bankster Wall Street-owned media in this country is against them, except Fox News, and even the entire Republican establishment are against him because he's doing what the Americans want. And the judges are on the gig also, by the way. That's right. It's the U.S. judges and government lawyers who created this income tax. Because there is no law that legislature, the Congress, made to require Americans to file income tax. And one of my students was a gun-carrying special agent with the IRS with their own criminal investigation division, Mr. Joseph Bannister. And after studying with Freedom Law School and others in 1999, he wrote a book exposing the income tax lie and fraud. And guess what? He asked his superiors at the IRS to review it. They didn't because obviously they could not. That book was sent to Washington, D.C., to the headquarters of IRS's Criminal Investigation Division. He couldn't answer his book. He was flown to Washington, D.C. many times by a nonprofit foundation called We the People Foundation. And again, nobody from the government ever showed up. And the IRS management commissioners know about Joseph Bannister. He wrote a letter to Commissioner Rosati at the time in 1999. They tried to shut him up in 2004. And IRS Commissioner Everson talked about Joseph Bannister personally when they tried to shut him up with other so-called tax drives, but not for the so-called crime of not having filed that paying income tax, because they knew that Joe Bannister would put the government and the IRS on trial before 12 unsuspecting American citizen jurors would see that the crook, the criminal, is not Joe Bannister, but the deep state in the U.S. government. Folks, the IRS management knows income tax is a fraud. They know it's a scam, but they take advantage of your ignorance, you not knowing about the law. They get advantage of Americans' cowardice and not talking about this information with their friends and neighbors. They can take advantage of you being busy, try to raise a family, working for a living, pay a mortgage or rent and food. So it's about time, folks, we get our country back. We have a president who I don't agree with always, but I agree with him a lot more than any of the last crooks running this country for a few decades. So we have an outsider in the D.C. That's what we need. Amanda is not bought by the big banks and corporations' money because he doesn't need their money, folks. That's the big issue. Somebody in the White House who doesn't need their money to get elected, simply do the right thing. And with this help, folks, we're going to get people elected in 2 years from now in Congress and as much as Senate that actually represent you, the American people. So on this end, folks, Freedom Law School is educating more people and empowering you to live free. And tonight I'm going to talk about the subject of zero income tax returns. Should you file a zero income tax return? Is that a good thing to do? Will it work? What are its risks and rewards? Those are all very good questions that I will be answering for you. But remember, folks, get on our YouTube channel. You get these conference calls. We have a lot of great videos, talks about these different issues there for you to check out. Our YouTube channel. You got the fan of Freedom Law School on our Facebook page, and get on our email list at livefreenow.org. It will mail and email you educational information you will not find other places out there on the internet. And remember, folks, Freedom Law School is the largest, oldest, most successful tax honesty freedom group in the history of the freedom movement, tax honesty movement. Since our beginning after World War II, no other organization has been talking as long as Freedom Law School for over 20 years about income tax and its leader not be shut down or go to jail. Because the IRS knows, I know their gig, I know their game. They will not dare put me or Joe Barrister on trial, try to put us in jail. They can't. They gave up officially trying to shut us down as they abused the tax shelter for more after 13 years, at least. They gave up. We officially wrote the letter. It's on our website and under our victories. Check it out, folks. Our students have beat the IRS. I've beat the IRS. The law schools beat the IRS, folks. You can win, too. With knowledge, number one, preparation, number two, and three, somebody in your corner that has more experience and information than you do. That's what I did, folks. I sought the very best people out in the freedom movement out there that I knew way back in the early 1990s. And I can name some there. Former Judge Bill Drexler. I learned from him. Other things from Irwin Schiff. Other things from Sean O'Connor, from Dave Williamson, from Bill Conklin, and others, folks. Larry Beecraft, folks. Other people out there with view for Vern Holland, who passed away. Okay. That have great knowledge. I accumulated the combined knowledge of all these guys. Many of them are gone, some still around. Put together for you with my own research to help you live free. So let's get to the subject of the call. If you have questions, you can push one on your keyboard of your telephone pad, and you'll be on a list of people with questions I will answer after the topic of the class is finished. I always cover a topic for you guys at these commerce calls, almost always, and then answer questions. Your individual freedom questions with the IRS, state income tax agency, traffic tickets, civil rights violations, police abuse of power, any bureaucrat messing with you. Freedom Law School will answer your questions as best as possible to help you live free now. So what is a zero-income tax return? Most of you callers on this call probably know what it is, but I will just clarify just that you all know it clearly. The zero tax return is a 1040 income tax confession form that the person sends to the IRS. Essentially, put it on their zeros or claiming some other reason why you want the money that was withheld from your paycheck back. This method was originally created by the late, great Irvin Schiff. PayNoIncomeTax.com is his website, some of his wonderful followers, so keep it alive. And Irvin Schiff, folks, goes back to the late 70s when he got into this issue of the income tax misapplication of the law to the average American. And Irvin Schiff found out that, you know, if you put a 1040 form, somebody told him, look, I put a 1040 form and I put zero on there because I had all this money withheld from my paycheck. And to get it back, I did that zero return claim that I put in my income. Of course, what you make for a living is not taxable, the average American, to have the IRS send it back. And it worked for the guy. The guy that did it, it worked. A couple other more people do that. A few others did that. And Irvin Schiff liked that. He said, hey, that looks like it may be a good technique. And he started talking about this as a way to get your money back from the IRS. And it worked. It worked like a charm for a while. Many people were getting refunds of all the withholding from their paycheck. Then after a while, the IRS management got a wind of this issue and they created a group of people, a task force, to combat this. And what they did is they created a unit in the IRS called Unprocessable Returns. That's there, and they tell their clerks to look for these zero tax returns and send them to the unprocessable units of the IRS to look at closer. Now remember, folks, I believe Irvin Schiff is fundamentally right in doing that because, look, if you're not required to file and pay income tax, you have no taxable income. And you put zeros on there, it really makes no difference practically because you're saying what you already say, what you believe, what the law is. In fact, what Irvin Schiff had done, he had created a two-page document citing legal citations like Supreme Court cases to say, look, I'm doing this under duress to get my money back that was stolen by my employer. And that attachment went with the 1040 form, the zero return. So what happened is that it took the IRS a while to train their clerks who received the tax returns and open them up to look for tax returns with only zeros on them. And instead of processing them for a refund, send it to the unprocessable return division of the IRS, these special units. So over time, what happened is that less and less of these zero returns were actually having a refund being issued to the person who did it, and more people getting penalized, $500, $500 penalty for submitting such a zero return to the IRS. Then other people got into that, Lynn Meredith, another patriot who was into the argument of, just like I was, way back in the early 1990s. Yeah, she was a friend of mine. We both lived in Orange County, California, less than half hour from each other. And we used to talk about you're not a U.S. citizen, slave, creation of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, but a sovereign. a citizen of the state where you live, and therefore a non-resident alien with respect to the singular government of Washington, D.C. and territories. So she did that because she said, hey, this is working good. For Irving Schiff's followers, I'm going to do the same thing. That's what Lynn Meredith started doing. And Irving Schiff started doing this, I think it was, let me think back, it was the late 1990s. Yes, it was late 1990s, about 1990, I want to say about 1997. They started doing that, Irving. And then Lynn Meredith caught up on that pretty quickly. And Lynn Meredith has got a lot of followers out there too. Those are the two biggest guys in the movement that are doing that. And other people, of course, did it as well. So, well, Irving Schiff and Lynn Meredith both were prosecuted. Unfortunately, both went to prison. And I think Lynn Meredith got out, but I haven't heard from her at all. And Irving Schiff passed away in prison, unfortunately. A true political prisoner. Of course, Irving Schiff made a mistake of not working with Freedom Mosque and others that could have helped him. I told Irving, let me help you. Let me get the top people in the Freedom Group. I know the best of the best, the top paralegals, the top, you know, attorneys in the movement, the lawyers. I know them all. I'm friends with them all. Let us put all our minds together to help you live free, to beat the crooks and the IRS. But no, my good friend Irving was too confident that he's going to beat him on his own, and he didn't. But that's another story we'll cover another time. There are a late, great Irving Schiff story. But anyhow, with these zero returns, what IRS did later on, they went to the Congress, to the politicians, the crooked politicians, like Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the head of the National Finance Committee. And in those early years, you know, remember, We the People Foundation, Joe Bannister was making a lot of noise back in the year 2000, 1999 to 2002, made a lot of noise. A lot of people started listening to these guys back then about what's going on out there. Because a special agent of the IRS, Joe Bannister, coming out and exposing the IRS was unprecedented. We never had a guy from the IRS come against the IRS. Certainly not somebody from the IRS's elite criminal investigation division, a special agent. So that was a big deal. And the government got scared. They got really scared because USA Today had put some ads of USA Today in there to, you know, to pay that, of course, of We the People Foundation about Joe Bannister and income tax fraud. And it was a head-on challenge to the establishment, the deep state. So they went to this politician and said, look, we need to stop this wave of people following zero returns. They're just getting to be just too much for us. Please increase the penalty for filing what we consider to be a frivolous tax return from $500 to $5,000. A tenfold increase. We really need to IRS that the Congress deter these patriotic Americans who truly believe in the U.S. Constitution, the word and intent of it, that they're wrong, they're not in charge. We, the deep state, we are in charge. They're just mere slaves. And of course, the crooked deep state politicians, Republican, Democrats, complied. And they passed the law, they increased the penalty to $5,000. If anybody files a return that the IRS claims to be frivolous, like a zero return, or any letter you write to the IRS that IRS claims is frivolous. So for example, if you file zero return, then you argue about it because IRS disagrees with you, your follow-up letter correcting the IRS will get $5,000 penalty on top of your original 1040 form zero return that got a penalty. So And at the same time, they authorized the courts to penalize you $25,000, up to $25,000, for simply making an argument that they consider to be frivolous. So you can see what's going on here. This is a tactic used by totalitarian communist governments, like it was used in the communist Soviet Union, which I saw growing up in 1960s and 70s, for just simply arguing what the Soviet Constitution guaranteed their rights. The dissidents, the political dissidents, were penalized for even bringing it up, on top of any other punishment. That's what's going on, folks, here. We have in America, a communist, crony capitalist, corrupt, bankster-owned system, deep state, entrenched, that insists on reducing Americans to mere sheeple, cattle, slaves, to shear at will. So with this situation, folks, the state also had the same issue, because people file zero returns with the states. And again, I saw people in getting a refund from the state of California based upon doing zero returns with the state. Now, here's an interesting example, folks. I remember one time I was doing a class in my home in California, Southern California, tested. I had four students there. During a break, I talked to them. All of them had done zero returns of Lynn Meredith or Urban Shift type. One of them got a refund from the IRS and the state of California. The other one got a refund from the IRS, but not from California. The third one did not get a refund from the IRS, but get a refund from the state of California. Oh, by the way, IRS fined the person penalty. And the other case, the second case, the state of California fined them $500. The last person got refund from neither the IRS nor the state of California, but I got fined by both of them. California IRS both fined them $500. Four people in front done the same thing, basically, and got four different results. I remember that it was 1997. And right there, what more proof does anybody need that if you do a zero return, you're taking a chance? Because yes, to this day, people still do zero return or somehow documentation, and I believe legally correct documentation. Let me mention that, it's legally correct that you are entitled to get your money back that was unlawfully stolen by your employer. Unlawfully, your employer told the IRS you had taxable income when you did not. Because wages and salaries are not even listed as gross income in the IRS code under Section 61 of the IRS code. But the result you're going to get is just simply a crapshoot. Unfortunately, nowadays, because the penalty has been raised to $5,000, I've had people contact me just this year who done this zero type of returns or other similar things we'll talk about another time. And by the time the person argued back with the IRS with follow-up letters, hey, I'm right, IRS, you are wrong, the penalties have grown to the over $70,000 in one case, just the penalties. Not to mention some of the cases, IRS gave them no refunds at all or very little bit, and came after them for more money as well. So yes, you can try this zero type returns. And am I going to put you down for it? No. I'm going to tell you that you're wrong? No, because I believe you're legally right. And the people who advocate that, I believe, are fundamentally, legally correct. I just want you to know that it's as it risks. You may not get your money back, and on top of that, you're going to come out before the penalties. On top of it, you get nothing. And you make yourself a target. For example, if you file zero return for a couple of years, the other years that you did file or may not have filed, IRS is going to take a closer look at those other years possibly and mess with you for those years as well, because they see, hey, this guy is a tax protester. So that's why I think the better way to go, folks, in my opinion, people ask, well, what do you do that they want? Well, the way Freedom Law School beats the IRS is, number one, we got to expose this to as many people as possible. Two, I've said it before, I say it again at these conference calls. Go under our website at livefreenow.org under education materials. So drop that menu, go to Educate Congress. Educate yourself with that material first, and then send that material to your congressman. Confront them head on about the misapplication of income tax on the American people. The income tax scam. Head on, folks. Ask them to repeat all this stuff. The Joe Bannister, We the People Foundation, City of Law School, we all been saying. If they can show you the law that requires you to file income tax, go ahead. File and pay. I have yet to see one case, one letter, one response from any House of Representatives member or U.S. Senator being able to show the law that requires you, the average American, to file income tax. Not one. So do that. They will not want to put you in jail, folks, because you have a record made of all this stuff. And it's all going to go before the jury in your defense as to why you chose not to file 1040 income tax confession forms. It all has to go before the jury. It's the law that you have to be willfully not violating the law, willfully. So if you do not believe you're breaking the law, you cannot believe willfully violating the law, because you truly believe there is no law for you to break in the first place. So that's out the way. You don't have to worry about going to jail. That's number one. That's what most people worry about. I'm going to go to jail. Is I going to go to jail if I don't file income tax? Like, folks, I feel lost. We got that licked thanks to the law as written by Congress of the United States. We got it licked. It's there in the law. You just need to make a record of it, because the crooked government paid by deep state judges will keep your defense from the eyes of the jury unless you've made a good record of what you believe and what you relied upon to present to the jury in case they come after you. If you make a good record of it, then they have to let the jury see that. And they will not want to come after you. They do not want the jury to see that. That's why Joe Bannister was not and still hasn't been tried for having not filed and taken tax since 2000. That's why IRS is not after me. They cannot. They have not attempted to try to come after me for having not filed and paid income tax for over 20 years, because they know Joe Bannister and I will put the government, the deep state IRS, at trial, and you want to be in that position. Now, as far as what to do with the IRS's thievery, stealing your money, the focus should be on, one, how you can stop the withholding of your money in the first place, which we've covered in different conference calls of Freedom Law School. And I will cover it again in upcoming calls. Again, it's a popular subject. How do I stop them stealing my money out of my paycheck with my employer? Okay, I understand that. Go on our YouTube channel, Freedom Law School. Type that in there. They'll come up. And if the IRS comes after you, you use the law and their procedures against them, folks. The IRS is so lazy. They're so incompetent. that they make mistakes all the time. They're so sloppy. They violate their own obvious laws that even the courts have upheld. You can beat them at that in many ways. If you want proof of that, just go look at Freedom Law School's website at livefreedom.org. Under our victories, you see many students at IRS have beaten the IRS. 5,000, 50,000, 100,000, zeroed out to zero. $500,000 zeroed out. $4.6 billion is the biggest case yet, zeroed out. Totally zero. It prevented many, many, many more IRS levy taking their paycheck back account. That I didn't even put that on our website. That's just automatic. We got refunds of money stolen from the IRS with interest, because Freedom Law School has mastered this whole complex labyrinth of IRS laws and procedure that I'm happy to help you understand and teach you as much as I can and be there to support you when it gets more complex as well. In my opinion, that's a better way to go while we are educating more Americans, because folks, ultimately, we got to get our country back the way we did when we got Donald Trump elected. Ultimately, folks, look at Arizona. Arizona has two crooked, criminal, neocon, warmonger senators. That Jeff Flake guy, okay, and the, of course, the ultimate warmonger, criminal, insider, John McCain, who was the vote, the Republican, one of the three Republican votes, when against repealing a skidded repeal of the Obamacare disaster. And that crook was Republican Party's candidate 8 years ago for presidency. They're all back behind that warmonger McCain. It tells you how crooked the Republican establishment party is, just like the Democrats. After all, against Donald Trump, an outsider. We're gonna get more outsiders, folks. Year and a half from now, Congress is coming up for election. A third Senate will be up for re-election. And we're going to need to support good candidates. But I'm glad to see in Arizona, for example, there's a good lady who ran against McCain. Should have won. The people of Arizona didn't vote for her. Well, they're going to vote for her, hopefully, instead of Jeff Flake this time. And Donald Trump is supporting her. That's ultimately the way to go, because the crooked judges and the crooked government lawyers who gang up together to make the law, to change the law, to change the Constitution from what's written to what they wish it to be, to fit the system their masters created. We gotta get them out that way, folks. So meanwhile, we need to just do what we can to make progress, This peaceful revolution of ours, folks, is gonna be spread steadily but successfully. And it takes your involvement to make it happen politically. The judges do not want to go against the system. Remember, folks, the way the system works is this. The big banks, big corporations, super rich, they pay for election campaign of politicians. The bigger the political office, the more they need their money to get elected, to advertise themselves on TV ads. The leadership of both parties and the Republican Democratic National Committees are both owned by the big banks and corporations. They choose the politicians, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's Ryan, okay, all these guys are handpicked by those guys. And they pick the judges that will stay faithful to the corrupt deep state they got established against you, the American people. So now we're gonna get them out, folks. So while we support Donald Trump, no matter what lies they try to make him look racist and terrible, some terrible guy he is, misogynist, a woman hater, whatever lies they can try to come up with, propaganda, we stand behind this outsider, President Trump, who didn't have to take the job. He's a billionaire, didn't need the job to be comfortable. Imagine yourself being 70 years old. What do you want to do as the president? Get richer? No, you're going to want to leave a legacy for yourself and your family. That's what you're going to want to do. Wrong or right? Hey, I'll take that any day. He's no Ron Paul. Don't get me wrong. But he's by far better than anything else out there we've seen for a long, long time. So meanwhile, you guys get this information out to other people that you know. Get this conference call to your friends, to your neighbors, to your coworkers, to your family first. Let them know what's going on, folks, and let them see it. You know, Freedom Law School, we show you the law. Go type it on your web on computer browser. 26 space USC space 61. IRS code section 61 comes up, and there it is. It doesn't include your wages and salaries. You know, I told you, an IRS spy called me over a year ago. I could tell it was an IRS spy. He was sent by an LLC, some unknown, no address on the sender. I'll call you. No number to call me. You know, the letter says, I'll call you. And when you call, no number showed up. No follow-up, no nothing. IRS spy. Of course, they think I'm dumb. They're dumb themselves. So I just took the time to educate the IRS agent on the phone. Here's what the law says. I'm not saying this. Read the law for yourself. It's available now, like the Bible. It was made available with Gutenberg Press. The Italian bishops no longer had a monopoly on handwritten Bibles who were very, very few and expensive. Now they were, everyday man could read the Bible. Everyday man now could see the law on the internet, no longer hidden in the law libraries. So that's a big thing, folks. Share that with anybody you know, lawyers, judges, IRS agents, your boss, businessmen you know, anybody you know. If they're more intelligent, the more successful they are, the more you need to talk to them. The centers of influence, talk to everybody, but especially contact people who are more influential. Because we need to go up the ladder. Can you imagine if you had a judge come to our side exposing the IRS fraud? How about a former congressman or senator? How about a current judge or senator or congressman? That'd be bigger than Joe Bannister. See, folks, and how does that happen? There are good people in government and in positions of power and influence out there who are listening to these calls, who will come across this stuff. And once they see what's going on, they have the conscience want to do something for America, for their future, of their children, of their grandchildren. But come forward and speak up, join the ranks of this revolution. Nobody ever thought 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, that the communist Soviet Union, the biggest country in the world, the biggest geographical empire ever on the face of the earth would collapse. But it did. And no two seems like, man, these Federal Reserve banksters, Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, these crooks are really entrenched. I know they want you to believe that, but believe me, folks, they are very weak at the heel. The cumulative effect of them is the truth. That the more people discover, folks, that's going to just cut them right under. We just haven't got enough people to understand this and make a stand for it, folks. Our numbers are rising, so do your part, folks. Just talk about it on your Facebook page, folks. Put our post up there, okay, on your Facebook page. Email it to your friends. And I'll be here to back you up. You have something going on with the IRS, let Freedom also be in your corner with our Freedom courses, with our Freedom packages to have you win. And you are an example of victory for your friends and co-workers and family members. What a celebration. We all win individually and then together. So I know we have a lot of people with questions tonight. I'm going to now go to that next part. At this point, folks, I have six people with questions. Okay. Remember, the purpose of the call is to help the caller and other people who may listen to the conference call later on. So to protect your privacy, do not give me your last name. First name is enough. If you want to use a pseudonym, fake name, fine with me. I don't care. I just want to help you. Okay? But do me a favor. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School first. Okay? Then your first name, and then go ahead and ask your question. I'll do my best to help you. Often I can help you on this call completely. Sometimes I will need to do a private consultation with you, with your paperwork, folks, okay? Because the paperwork sometimes has the details in it. But give me a try. Let me see if I can help you tonight on these conference calls for free. Then if that doesn't work, then we can do a one-on-one consultation later on. But the caller, the first person to call tonight who numbers doesn't show up, it's a private caller. It shows up 1111. You call way before 7 o'clock Eastern time zone. So you're on live, my friend. Tell me your first name, how you heard about it, and then your question, please. Hello? The call from Eric, from the, 111, you know, the anonymous. Go ahead and speak up, my friend. Okay, I can hear you, my friend. So I'll come back to you, okay? Because I pray you don't know I'm talking to you. And I cannot tell your number because you have blocked it. It all shows once on my screen. I cannot call you up. But I got that call from Eric with 773 who said, okay, go ahead and tell me your, how did you hear about Freedom Law School, your name, and I will help you out, my friend.
My first name is Jerry. I heard about you through Scooperville. This is a place where you can get information about herbs and information about tax information. That's how I got your information.
Very good, my friend. Very good. And how may I assist you?
Mr. Bateman, I see this is like an ongoing thing. I want to become a member. What are the procedures for becoming a member?
Well, it depends on what level you want to do that. Have you looked at the Freedom Law School's course package offerings, Jerry?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Oh, so
go to livefreenow.org, and on top of the page, under educational material menu, you see on the top right of the page, the drop down menu, you see many choices available.
Okay.
Study those. Read about them. If you have further questions, call us. See which one fits your budget, your interests, and join the one or get the course of your package that fits you the best, my friend. But first thing also, you want to sign up, Jerry, on our website to get our regular educational email that we sent you. Get that. I will send you educational material, part of our courses and otherwise. It's not available otherwise. You get that for Freedom Law School as well. Get that set up on our website, become a fan of us on our Facebook. That's all the main way I stay in touch with you. And then join us as soon as you're ready, my friend.
Okay, Mr. Payne. Also, I sent you a letter. I've written to the Freedom Law School a letter. Did you get a chance to read that letter?
You're the one that sent along with another one, a student of mine, that said included your letter with his, correct? The short letter. Handwritten letter, is that correct? That was you?
Yeah, that was me. The short letter regarding.
Yes, I remember that, Jerry, and I'm glad you called because that's what, you know, these calls are for. You know, I know, I want to help you for free before you pay me for a paid consultation if you can't do it that way. So tell everybody else what your question is so they can learn from your question and your issue as well, my friend.
Okay. What I put in my letter was that it was income tax. It was taken out of my check for over 44 years, and I want to retrieve my money back. When I have learned that that was unconstitutional, I said, well, I'd be ripping my white to proceed at getting my money back?
Well, what you asked is a very fair question. Because after all, you just got what you've been lied to and stolen from. All these 44 years, and you have every right, in my opinion, to want to seek justice and get your money back. But you see, my friend, for 44 years, Jerry, the deep state, the crooks, the media owned by the banks, they deceived you. And the American people are in large part thinking they work for you, thinking they represent you, but they don't. Thinking your money was doing good for you and your family, was to enslave you. Think the big government, the deep state for NSA to spy on you, get all your emails and internet activity, and phone calls, it's all recorded. So if they start giving a refund to you, they would have to give it to everybody else like you, Jerry, for 40 plus years. The money simply is not there, my friend. It's already spent. And if everybody found out about it, they call the Congressman senators like you do, Jerry, when I get the money back, what is the IRS employee going to tell you? Well, sorry, we don't have the money. It's been spent. And you're going to be upset. As you should be upset, Jerry. You say, what the heck? My money was stolen. You got to give it back. Well, we the IRS don't make the law. We work for Congress. They're the ones that are going to give the money back to you. So you say, fine. I'll contact my congressman. You call him or write him a letter and say, I want my money back. You got stolen. He may ignore you. Or he says, look, we don't have the money. And you can and should tell him, well, you better. You better find a way to give my money, at least some of it. Well, guess what? Next election, I'm going to vote you out. I'm going to work hard, expose you, help support a real American that represents the real American people, not the big banks and corporations with money. Get some a real American in there to get rid of you, to clean up this mess that crooks and sellouts like you have made of this. And Jerry, that's really what we're all about. We need to do that. You and everybody, all of us. We need to support people like that. And listen, if you don't have, if your congressman is a good one in your area, this is no, you're right, I'm trying to do that. Support someone else's congressman running for Congress, like in Arizona, the woman running against Jeff Flake, you know, support her. Okay, when the time comes up, you know, send her $20, $100 to make a cause. You know, make some calls for her. If you don't have money, then I'll make calls for you, volunteer, make calls. And the primary Republican election to get Jeff Flake out and have this woman who's with Donald Trump, who's believing in freedom, believing in the Constitution, I'm going to vote her in. You make calls for her. You can do that. Okay, Ronnie?
Okay.
I mean, so that's what you gotta do, Jerry, basically, you know? Does that help you? Anything else, Jerry, before you go to other people with questions?
Okay, that's all, Mr. Payman. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Folks, I gotta be honest. You know, what can I tell you, old man? Except the truth. You know, I wish I had a silver bullet for him, but I don't, folks. We've been lied to for a long time, and we got to wake up more Jerrys out there as to what's going on. Some more Jerrys will take action. And Jerry, I hope you do this, my friend, for not just your sake, but that of your children and your grandchildren. If our fathers, if our grandfathers fought harder for freedom, maybe we would not be in this position. Maybe you would not be stolen from for the last 44 years. So let's double up and work hard to make sure that does not happen to our children and our grandchildren. Let's go to our next caller from area code 520 who has the question. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, your first name, my friend, and then your question, please.
I believe that would be me. My name is Mike from Arizona. And there's more than me involved in this. I have to get my employer involved with this, do I not? I have to fill out a W-2. How do I get them to go along with this and not be afraid?
You know, I covered that issue again in the previous conference calls of Freedom Law School in detail, my friend. I mean, it's such a good question, Mike, that it comes up quite often. So please go to our YouTube channel or Blog Talk Radio, listen to our calls, and it, you see it there. Okay, and get that, listen to that program because I give you all the details about it. Now, what I'm doing is...
I am very new at this. I just got your package, and I haven't got into it yet. But I'm ready to do this. Of course, I'm afraid to go to jail, but I know they're stealing from me. I do. And I, of course, I'll listen to your packet and everything because I ordered it, and I believe in what you're doing. But... there is more than me. That's my big issue.
I understand that. That's a problem of all employees. To give you a short answer, if you want to do it yourself, I'm trying to put something together so you could do it yourself. It's almost done. I mean, it includes basically, one, the Educate Congress, part of our educational material at livefreenow.org. You need to go through that and look at that and send that material to your House of Representatives member and your two senators. The crooked John McCain, the crooked Jeff Flake, you know, and your Congress men and women, your House member, I should say. And send that material. Confront them about it. You should have them show you the law. If they cannot show the law, which they won't, because there is no law. And these crooks are too busy. John McCain's too busy buddy with his, you know, trillionaire bankster friend and military contractors and other neocon warmongers, you know, to pay attention to a citizen peon like you in his eye, you know? So,
correct.
You know, write to them. So you got the defense that, hey, they're not going to come after you criminally. They're going to put them on trial before the jury of American citizens. So you get that. And then I put a letter together, which I'm still going to do some full refining, okay? For our students, anybody beginner screener package, simple or royal screener package, I'll do those myself to make sure it's tailored fit to you right. But to do it yourself, I've been very, very busy, to be honest with you, to put something really that you can do it with at least 98% success yourself. Okay, because employers are afraid, they often reject it, they often get scared, sometimes they fire the people on occasion. You know, and so I just want to make sure I do this thing right. Okay, so that's why you want to get a bigger screen package or simple royalty package and put it in there because I'll make sure it's custom made to you. But to do it yourself, you know, I'm putting that together hopefully this year. I'm trying to put something that really would be successful for you at least 90% of the time. But remember, no matter what, you've got to send those letters to Congress of Senators first. Okay, and the beginner's package is a key part of that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, also, when we're sending these letters, should we not send them to the IRS as well? Say, hey, I want to pay my taxes that people say I owe. Can you show me the law or regulation? Is that a good idea or not a good idea?
It's a bad idea because I just explained to you, Mike, very good point you make. Thank you for bringing it up. It's a very bad idea because the IRS crooks will simply label your letter as frivolous and fine you $5,000 for simply.
Okay, but I'm
sending a
this
letter.
This is before I'm filing. If I just do it in the middle of the year after
let me tell you, because the law is not made by the IRS. The IRS only executes the law written by the Congress. The IRS is the dog, but the dog's owner is the Congress. You don't time talking to the dog. You talk to the dog's owner. Hey, you better leash your dog better, buddy. That's what you do.
Okay. Now, if I don't believe I can do this on my own, and I'm sure there's, like I said, I didn't get to go through your packet. If I want you to be there and defend me, if I need that to be done, is there a packet for that?
The beginner's freedom package would be the minimum. Simple freedom package, a step above that is better. And the best is the royal freedom package.
Okay. That's something that I might be looking at, because I believe in what we're doing. And I say we because I'm behind this. You have the knowledge, and I am already an advocate telling everybody what I'm doing and telling them, you know, come visit me in jail if I go. But I believe what we're doing is right, and we need to do this. So that would be my next step, I believe, is going through the packages and finding out where I go from there. Should I also, when I file my W-2, do anything with that?
Well, that's exactly why I got the letters to give to your employer. I have one written out. I have to make improvement on it before I put it for public dissemination on internet. Because of the fact that, you know, any Tom, Dick, and Harry could be using it. And remember, I can tell, Mike, you are an intelligent person. You may not think of yourself like that, but I can tell you've done some homework.
Well, reading. I'm afraid. That's my biggest problem. I'm afraid.
No, that's okay. That fear is normal. But I can tell, listen, there's a lot of good Americans out there, a lot of bad people who are smart or not very smart or dumb. Okay? And there are good people that are smart or dumb. Look, I got to make sure even dumbest of dumb can do it right. Yeah, because I don't want them to get in trouble. So I got to make sure this letter is so good and so easy to understand. And so we're protecting you, because, you know, that's why I'm still working on that process. If two people do it themselves without calling me and say, hey, help me for free. Well, look, I can only help so many people. Okay. So on a paid basis, I can help people, but to help yourself as much as possible, I'm going to make sure it's really every permutation, any possible step, next step is thought over and put together for you to do. You know, that's why, in the meanwhile, again, the beginner's freedom package is only $900, by the way. It's very affordable. And all of our programs and packages, by the way, Mike, you can start with half or third down if you need to and make payment on the rest of it. So it's very affordable, by the way. So I would say, listen to the material I sent you, that you got from us, great. Okay, read the material, and at the very minimum, start with the beginner's fair package. If you can't, start with simple or royal fair package, but at least start with there, and take it from there, and then you can spend some time and go over your situation to do it right for you.
Okay. So just one general question. Does your packets, the money that you get for the packets, does that go to just administration, or is that, you know, for further our education? And is it more than, is it every year, or how do we work from that?
Well, there are differences. The beginner's freedom package is a one-time $900, and it includes the educational material of Freedom Law School and that of other organizations which are put together, which are complementary to what Freedom Law School has put together. So that, and letters to congressmen of yours that we talked about, that's all included in that.
John McCain, so, yes.
Yeah. So that's what the biggest freedom package is. That's why it's only $900 one time. Because you get the education and do letters, you know it. You know what's going on. Now, the other packages provide the unlimited consultation and criminal legal defense on top of that. Simple Freedom Package, that's what it provides. Any questions, any planning, any preparations, all included, unlimited. and a criminal legal defense fund in case someone puts you in jail. Freedom Law School will pay the attorney, paralegal, to help defend you, keep you free. That's a simple freedom package. $4,000 to start, $1,200 per year, because it's a long-term program or membership where you join hands with like-minded freedom seekers like yourself, Mike, to support each other.
I'm sorry to interrupt you on there, but the packet is one price, and then like a membership is $400 a year?
The first year is $4,000. The first year for the simple peanut package is $4,000. But the second year and each year thereafter is $1,200 per year. And then the Royal Peanut Package, the top-of-the-line program, includes the most expensive, you could say, and valuable part of the program people are interested in, all the letter writing and responses to the IRS and state income tax agencies in any situation, or the employer about this kind of IRS stuff is included.
And that will be, that's on you to do all that work then.
Yes, your lawsuit will do all the work.
And if I go to court?
First, in criminal cases, like I said, the attorney will be there for you to represent you. If it's a civil case,
thank you.
They want money for me. Yes, that's why the program is so wonderful, because after the first year, it's only basically $100 a month. That's it, just $100 a month. And it covers you for that, for the, you know, criminal
case. And I'm paying more in taxes than that, so it's already covered.
Mm-hmm. No, but the other one is where if they are supposed to come after you for money, they try to steal your money, you know, summons you, collections, you know, anything else. So that's covered. That's $6 to start and $3,500 for second year and each year thereafter. For Californians only, it's $4,000 for second year and each year thereafter.
I've got a lot of homework to do, but I want to thank you for putting this out there.
You're welcome, Mike. I appreciate you calling and asking questions, my friend. Anything else before I go to the next caller?
That's fine.
Okay, my friend. Thank you for your questions. Very good questions you asked, Mike. And let the Freedom Law School folks are here to educate and empower you. So the fear will go away. You know, before I go to the next caller, Erica 504, you're next, my friend. Let me just say here something interesting. You know, people sometimes ask me, you know, I really appreciate, you know, people, you know, saying nice things about me. They say, Tim, are you very courageous and stuff like that. You know, when I first heard that, I kind of thought to myself, I thought, really? You know, am I really that courageous? You know, I always question everything, including myself. You know, and I thought to myself, you know, why aren't you afraid? You know, like so many people are now. And I realized, well, for one, I'm cautious. I'm very idealistic, but I'm also very cautious. So I know not dumb or greedy things to do. Okay, principle comes before greed and money, because greed will lead you to the wrong things. Two, I've got around me, since way back then, I kept looking at around me, the best freedom paralegals and attorneys in the country, they're all friends of mine. Yeah, I just know these guys. So if I ask something else, we learn from each other. They teach me, I teach them. That's my loose connection of dream team. So you see Freedom Law School talks about on our Freedom Catalog. And third, I know I can explain my position if they take me to the jury. You know, I got preparation to do that. I understand this stuff for myself. When you know it, you have to be afraid. Knowledge is the key. Once you understand it, your fear would naturally go away. Now, I'm not saying knowledge and be reckless about knowledge of that well that, you know, what you can and cannot do, what you can and cannot do. For example, I don't go to the courts and the IRS argue, hey, there's no law requirement to file income tax. I could do that, but I know they're going to beat me over the head and penalize me $5,000, which is why I don't do that. This is what I mean about being cautious, yet principled. So I find other ways that I can win without risking unnecessary $5,000 fines. So understanding what you're doing and be smart about it, I think, really go a long way to get your confidence and peace of mind back on your search for freedom, on your quest for freedom. So thank you for that. Mike, let's go to call to Mary for 504. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, my friend. Give me your first name and then your question, please.
Hi, Tama. This is Crystal. I am in Hawaii. I heard about you on Google. I do think you're courageous, because I've heard that 75% of people that go to court for protesting tax end up losing. So I have to say I'm going to plug in my vote there. And here's my question. I have a cash business, and I know that the okay, so I have a service business. I don't sell a product. I sell a service. I don't
Crystal, if I'm interrupting you, Crystal, I'm not interrupting you. I remember you and I talked already, sweetie, one time before, and I remember your situation. You have a cash business, which we don't have to get into detail about it. I remember that. That's good enough. And okay. Also, you part-time, okay. You do independent contracted work here also, here and there, that you do by check, pay you by check, correct?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, according to my understanding, the infrastructure of our communities is paid by state taxes, and I do want to contribute to our community, but I'm not sure if state taxes are for services provided. I know the Supreme Court ruled that our labor is our private property. I just don't know if I need to start including state taxes into when I charge my customers and start filing that in. I'm kind of afraid that I'm going to put myself in the view of the IRS, and they're going to say, oh, she's paying state taxes, but she's not paying income tax. Let's go after her.
Well, you bring in a legitimate point, Crystal, okay, because in a world of possibilities, yes, the IRS could get the records of your sales tax returns with the state of Hawaii and use that against you. And you confess you received so much money, that's why I paid sales tax on that. That is true. But let me give the reality of the picture. The only state that I know is that hungry and that corrupt and that crooked that does that and other things like that, technique like that, is the state of California. California franchise tax board is the most oppressive, lawless, and arbitrary of all states in the country. In fact, in my opinion, right after New York, it's the least free state in America. Okay? So I don't think Hawaii does that, as far as I know. You know, and after, so the state of California may come after you in California. Hawaii may come after you, say, hey, you show so much on your sales tax, how come income tax, you're not paying on that? That may happen, but I doubt if the IRS will come after for that. It's possible, but very, very, in my opinion, in my experience, unlikely. Does that help you?
I'm registered with the Better Business Bureau, and I'm registered with the state as doing business as another name besides for my name. And I'm kind of worried that I made the wrong decision by doing that, because I feel like now I might be in their eye, in their view at some point. Should I, I'm thinking about just going back and just like closing that stuff out, and just being more under the table. But at the same time, I feel like I'm hiding, and I don't know if hiding is the best thing to do, you know?
Well, let me tell you this, Crystal, okay? Not just me, but I don't think anybody will ever tell you, okay, on a radio program or public program to not pay the lawful tax that you're required to pay, you know? The lawful tax, like property tax, sales tax, alcohol tax, you should pay those things, okay? But at the end, the decision is yours to make, you know? And, you know, ultimately, the fact of the matter is, in a cash business, you know, for multiple customers here and there, how would anybody know? What are you doing out there? You know, so it's really up to you. You know, now in a private consultation, maybe we have more things to be analyzed in more detail and give you some other solutions perhaps may exist, or other ways to go about it, handling this thing properly. But we don't have the time on this public call to really get into that issue in more detail and give you a conclusive answer that will completely make it clear for you which way to go. So maybe you want to do that one-on-one consultation privately, and we can discuss this further. And I think that way you can get a clear mind about what to do. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for being out there and doing this. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you being on the call with Peter Moscow Crystal. Let's go to our call from area code 831. Call from area 831. Please tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, your first name only, and then your question.
Okay, that's Rod from the internet.
Rod with a D at the end?
Yeah, that's R-O-D.
Okay, very good.
I heard about you from the internet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of quick comments. I appreciate that last caller and her just transparency, and you can tell her concern to do the right thing. I also want to say that sometimes on tonight's call, all of the callers' voices have been clearer than yours. Yours is clearer now. I would love to start a fund to get you a new mic so that your voice rings with clarity, because it's we can concentrate on the articulating what it is that you're getting across point-wise. It seems like there's room proximity sometimes in your miking system. It's not always consistent, but what you're saying is so valuable, I'd love to have it be clear all the time.
Let me ask you real quick. I'm going to get closer, right? Is it fair now that I'm listening? Is it fair now? Or worse?
It's a little worse. It's a little better. The two things that I experienced sometimes with your mic is you either sound farther back in the room or there's too much gain in the signal, like something's up too high and it buzzes out a little bit, like somebody too close to your ear. So other times it's clear. So
is this better now?
And then
right here?
There's an echo too.
Yeah, that's a little better. That's better, Pam. And sometimes there's a little echo, but it sounds clear now. But I don't want to take a lot of time on that. I just wanted to give you a little feedback on that, because your voice being clear helps us to concentrate on what you're saying instead of straining to decipher your words. I ordered a Practical Road to Freedom package. I'm chewing on it now. And one of the questions I want to ask you is a topic that got brought up on your call a couple of weeks ago, which is if you have to meet the IRS and give them documents when the IRS schedules a meeting or summons, how would you deal with that? And that may be a long question, but maybe there's an answer to that. The other thing I want to mention is that now that I am working on payroll, getting paid in the check, I am getting deductions taken out of my check The employer that I work with, I gave him the CD that came in the packet with Freedom to Fascism, and I gave him a briefing on not being used as a agent of the state to take deductions out of my pay, but they're, of course, doing the regular thing that a uneducated person does and take deductions out. So that's currently my situation. Those are the two points that I wanted to ask you about what do you do with an employer who's taking out deductions, even if you give them the paperwork on not being used as an agent of the state legally, and they're still doing that.
Well, that's a very good question. I covered that in a conference call, like I said. The issue summons, IRS summons is one thing. So that was covered. In fact, let me see, it was a very recent call that I did that the issue of how to handle the IRS summons, or if they want to meet with you, they audit you. Their recent conference calls, I covered them. In fact, let me see, I covered that 2 weeks ago. The subject of did the IRS summon you or schedule to meet with you? That was on August 13, 2017. So it's on our front page of our website and our Blog Talk Radio. It's there, so on our channel. So you want to go to Blog Talk Radio, and the withholding issue is also covered in there, the recording of that. Also on a YouTube channel. So listen to that call because I covered that issue. Again, this is why. Just like I told Mike from Arizona, I'm very reluctant sometimes to even put a package out for people to do it because a lot of it depends on employer's reaction. You know, sometimes they follow the law very easily because they see what the law says. And sometimes they're deathly afraid that nothing will move them. The lawyer of the employer will totally scare the employer into changing anything, following the law, and sometimes things in between. So again, you can get the beginner's freedom package or simple royal freedom package because it includes that part of getting this situation fixed, what to do. But just to give a short answer, did you show them the IRS code section 7701A16, which defines withholding agent, and the code section that it refers to that say that withholding is to take place basically for foreigners? Did you give them the photocopy of those laws?
Yes, sir, I did. I printed them up and gave them a copy of it, and I think that their mindset's just to go with the regular thing that they know with running business. So I keep on checking in with them. And, basically he's kind of neglecting, openly looking at it and kind of bumping it off, saying, I'll get around to it.
Well, in that case, that's what the second thing to do is, if that doesn't work after a little while, follow up, it doesn't work, then you can put a W-4, put an exemplar on there with an explanation letter attaching the photocopy of the law,
right,
saying, look, since you're not answering my letter, responding to why are you not following the law, the only way I can see you following the law in some way and stop the withholding from my paycheck is to do this, is file the form exempt under duress, which means under force, which means involuntarily. I don't want to do it. It doesn't apply to me. I'm doing it just to stop withholding, and he'll probably go for that.
Okay. Thank you for the suggestion. Yeah, I mean, I don't really ever expect to see that money again, but just on principle, I would love to make some progress with them getting an understanding of how it is that they're being used.
Well, I think you probably opened up his mind, and he understands he's being used.
Yeah.
I think what's going on, he's afraid. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the mark of a satanic evil system, folks. Think about what you were taught as a child, as a six-year-old. That, you know, we in heavenly world, everything's peaceful, relaxed, everybody loves everybody. But in a satanic world, you're pushed and shoved all the time to do this or the other. Otherwise, you burn in hell, you know, with this force, you push to do this, and push to do that. You know, this fear system we got is not the way America is meant to be, and that's what we live in, unfortunately, right now. So the way to handle it with education and love. And let them know, the employer, look, I want to understand this thing. If I'm wrong, let me know. You know, you read the law, maybe I misread it. Approach it that way. That might get a moving, you know, if I'm wrong. Please correct me. Figure that you are more successful than me. You or your maybe you can show me I'm wrong with this, but tell me what this is going on, and I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, Rod.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go for that, and let me know how it goes. I'm experiencing a little bit of this got going. But like I said, I'm gonna try to put something together in the next few months. There's some of this more step-by-step type of thing. So people to follow that will work at least nine. Okay?
That would be great. I think that will that would be a good thing, product for Freedom Law School to put out and just reinforce, again, your principal presence and input.
You got it, my friend. You guys all give me some good ideas, and that's one thing I'll be doing. Developing more of the stuff for you guys out in the time, and I'm not so busy. I'll put more of the stuff out there for you guys. I really want to put as much as possible, folks. Let me tell you my philosophy. I do want to put as much as I can stuff for free. Or what do you do? It's just that these crooks in government are so devious, folks. It smells. And the judges even smell this guy's a patriot, constitutionalist, freedom seeker. Bam! We got to get him. Ignore the law. Ignore the facts. That's how crooked they are. And be very careful. It's so sad. The mentality of these people in government. I've seen judges worse than the government lawyers. I've seen government lawyers are more honest and less aggressive than the crooked judges. Some of these judges might as well label themselves IRS tax collection supervisor. They just don't care about the law. So that means like, hey, if I don't get this guy, the system will collapse. We all would be out there, Al-Qaeda and terrorists will kill us all. I'm not kidding you either, by the way. That is the mentality of some of these judges. That's why we got to be very careful about going forward, my friend. But thank you for that. Good feedback, Rod. I'll get to this that campus coming out for you guys. But meanwhile, you want to consider the beginner's care package. You put a half or third down, and you get a lot more with it. You're going to get the education which you want and need for level one course, Freedom Law School, other DVDs and books and material that you're really going to love and enjoy, and you get good understanding of the law and your rights and your peace of mind that you want. Okay, so I suggest you consider that microphone right now. So thank you again for calling. Let's go to a call from area code 954. And I call from area code 954. If you have a question, tell me first how you heard about Freedom Law School and give me your first name and then your question, please. Call from area code 954. Are you there? Okay, I don't hear from the call from area code 954. I'm going to go to another call we have with a question from area code 916. Please tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School.
Yeah.
Give me your first name.
Okay.
And then your question, please. Yeah.
My name is Deborah Walker, and I was on Roku, watching different things about birth certificates and worth millions of dollars. And your information came up in between all those different things about the birth certificate. And I'm like, wow, this sounds, you know, interesting, you know, with the law school. And I really wanted to know, do you guys, because they've been kind of taking money from me from with my federal student loans. Do you help with that?
The student loans? No, not really. I can give you some tips. There's not really a huge amount we can do on that, but I can give you some information useful on that. What's your problem, huh?
Say that again now.
I don't really
specialize
in student. Yes, I did hear you. Let me tell you about student loans, Deborah. Student loan is the worst thing. Every time I come across a high schooler, I tell them, do not get student loans. Do not go to school. You have to borrow to do it. Okay? Because it's not worth it. There's so many people with bachelor's degrees that cannot get jobs. Going through all that debt is not worth it because you cannot bankrupt student loans. You can bankrupt taxes. You can bankrupt the IRS, but not student loans. Can you imagine that it's a literal ball and chain that will follow you for decades until the day you die? Literally.
Mm.
And because you cannot get a high-paying job, because there isn't high-paying jobs in America anymore, middle class, blue-collar, high-paying jobs have been exported, it doesn't do you any good. Unless you want to get an advanced degree, like maybe a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, or engineer, to work for the military contractors, killing machines and airplanes and rockets. There's no high-paying jobs in America for the most part out there. Degree will not help you avoid student loans. The only thing I recommend if you go to student loan is maybe get a professional trade school, become a mechanic, plumber, electrician, something that will pay you more than minimum or sub-minimum job. That otherwise, really, there's not a whole lot you can do with the student loans. If you own old student loans, Deborah, just tell them you don't have a job, don't have income, they'll put it off and put it off and put it off. Until you get a high-paying job, that's all you can do. Tell them you don't have any income, they'll put it off. All you can do.
Okay. What about I'm talking about the birth certificates worth billions of dollars. Someone told me about that something like patriarch mythology.
That's right. That is a patriot mythology. Mystical, baseless, legal theories. I call them patriot mythology. The stuff about your birth certificate being sold to for the county to the U.S. Department of Commerce. They capture your labor through your straw man and they monetize it to the tune of hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, just like the bankers do. And you name it all capital letters is that you have your corporate debt fictional entity. Straw man they captured, when you respond to it, you agree that it's you, that you somehow became unknowingly a U.S. citizen of the singular government of Washington, D.C. and territory, you know, that you're no longer a sovereign, you're no longer a state citizen, you're no longer a national of American national. You put yourself under the Admiralty Maritime Statutory Administrative Jurisdiction instead of being under common law, you should not be using zip code, you should sign things with your name, sui juris, you have no adhesion contracts, you have no contract with them, all the stuff I just named, Deborah, I'm sure you heard on these conference calls, yes. They're all baseless, Patriot legal theories, which I call them Patriot mythologies. They're as basic as Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny. And just because a lot of people on the internet are talking about the Tooth Fairy or Easter Bunny doesn't make him true. Same thing goes with all his Patriot theories, which I forgot to add, UCC unit from commercial coal and your codicil and having your in a county court office file this stuff, expansion UCC 1-207, 1-305, these from commercial court, all that stuff is nonsense. And yes, you should go back to state circles, just like the guy on the conference call told you. That guy who told you that's all patriot mythology, go thank him. And go on the same forums.
No, it was somebody from your group, because I called because the Freedom Law School was in the midst of all that with and for some reason I don't know, I was asking, do you help step by step, because they're like people who are literally getting stuff paid off with the money that's been in their account. So,
Let me tell you, Deborah. There are people who've done that. That's fraud. They committed fraud. Somebody called me the other day in Santa Monica, California, bought a car and wants to pay it off with one of these kind of paperwork stuff, paper stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to pay the car dealer. You can't do that. You bought the car, you got to pay for it. You can't do this magical money thing. These patriots told you. The patriot stuff is coming outright thievery nowadays. It's not about not paying the IRS income taxes. Outright from a private American citizen like you, not paying them, ripping them off, and sometimes it goes through. The bank pays you. The guy takes off. That's stealing. And some people get money that way, but many people go to prison for that. People have called me. We're doing that stuff. I'm in trouble. Some go to prison. For doing that stuff. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Deborah, you need to start reading.
I'm listening.
And you need to start reading and understanding, and don't believe somebody unless they prove it to you with documentation proof. Someone tells you, I got a pig that flies in my backyard. You should demand to see the pig that flies before you believe in it. Someone tells you they beat the IRS, demand to show you proof like I do at our website. You see our victories, documented IRS and court victories. So you these people you talk about, they say, oh, this guy did that. Let me see it. Let me see it. Show it to me. They cannot show it to you.
Right.
Because it's a blind leading the blind, Deborah. You demand proof, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
Any other questions, Deborah?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you for your question. Okay, folks, I've answered several people's questions. I have a call from area code 111, the guy that your number doesn't show up. You show up as a bunch of ones. If you have a question, push one on your telephone keypad. That's where I know you have a question. We have 25 minutes left. If anybody has any questions, you can push one on your telephone keypad. It shows me you have a question. Then I'll answer your call. Otherwise, I'm going to bid you all good night. I invite you to tell your friends about Freedom Law School. On Facebook, mention our conference calls. Repost it to your friends. And folks, come back, call us. We are here at Source Freedom Law School to help you live free now. At the same time, hold hands. The like-minded American to live free. But hold on, I got a call from area code 954, folks. I think the call is there. Let me see if I can help the caller from area code 954. No, he went away. So, folks, thank you for calling. And I look forward to meeting with you again next Thursday night, answering your freedom questions to have you live free and have America become a free country once again. Good night, everybody.